Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, evening, afternoon, everybody out there in Fish Explorer land. This is Tim Fishman Emery. I am the host of your fishing podcast. Yes, we are located at www.fishexplorer.com. We are the number one resource of fishing information in Colorado and soon to be more of the country, including Wyoming and Nebraska, hopefully in the next couple months, maybe Texas after that. Who knows, we'll be coming somewhere near you. So if you're finding us through iTunes or any of the other podcast services, www.fishexplorer.com is the place to go look at it. Then you can get all the information about my special guest this today, because this is really something exciting for me, because I've watched this industry grow up and I've watched these guys grow up from smelly, stinky fishing bums to kind of the next level of fly fishing, and it's been kind of cool to watch. My guest today is Mr. Thad Robinson, who is part of the Fly Fishing Film Tour, which is one of the coolest events that you could ever see. It's coming to Denver here this Saturday, the 30th of January. There'll be two shows at the Oriental Theater at 5 and 8, and also this coming Thursday in Fort Collins at the Lincoln Theater at 7 o'clock. And this is going to be a great show. Thad, welcome to the Fishing Podcast.
Hey, glad to be on here with you, Tim, for sure. And by the way, I haven't showered in like 3 days, so that comment about, us, kind of cleaning up and not being so stinky and smelly, you might want to rethink that. So, you have to keep some traditions alive.
Well, and I don't know if this burns the bridge or not, but I brought Ryan Davies out right at the beginning when everything was just starting, and that kid smelled so bad. I couldn't even believe I brought him in front of 150 people at an event I had.
Oh, dude, that's just as much. That's the women can go crazy for that stuff. I mean, he's quite the ladies man. So Ryan's a great guy. I've had him. He stayed with me. I was on the road with him for months at a time, and he's been here at my house and just a great guy and an amazing fisherman for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever had a chance to go out with him on the river, but he truly is probably one of the most magical fly rod magicians I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Hey, so Thad, tell me a little bit more history about the Fly Fishing Film Tour. Where it started. I know you guys have gone through a bunch of growing pains, but tell us the gist about where it came from.
Yeah, we actually started the film tour 5 years ago. It was myself and Ryan Davey and Chris Owens and Brian Gill at the time, kind of the AEG ragtag crew. Trout Bum Diaries Volume 1, Patagonia had just come out. The guys had returned back from their trip filming in New Zealand, and we were just trying to figure out a way to kind of get the word out about that film. And we got together and started to do some shows across the country. Chris and Ryan, they did a few shows up in the Northwest, and I hooked up with those guys. It was kind of a weird situation. I used to be with a tour operator that did ecotourism down to Central and South America, and I remember seeing the clips on the computer. That was back before we even had YouTube. Mm-hmm. But, I reached out to them because I recognized a lot of the places where they were going and knew that they had their film out, and said, hey, let's get the film showing here in Salt Lake. We brought it out here, sold it out, and one thing kind of led to another. We just started talking and said, hey, let's see if maybe we can blow this up a little bit bigger and do more shows across the country. And then also try and get some of the other filmmakers involved. At that time there was Ben and Travis at Felt Soul. They had just done their film on the Gunnison that, we reached out to them. It was a short piece and said, this is kind of what we want to do. And they were all gung-ho for it and said, yeah, sure, here's our DVD and see what you guys can do. So that first year we went out on the road, we actually only toured with three films. We had the Patagonia. We had a clip from New Zealand. Actually, there was four. We had a small clip on the Iceland piece from AEG, and then we had Felt Souls Media piece. And I think we did 11 shows that first year, and we got such a great response after that that I quit my job and sunk a bunch of money out of my retirement account and started paying for venues and liability insurance and try to put together a tour and hit the road. And that's what we did in 2007. And that was really the first year that was, officially tagged as the Live Tour. And we started to try and bring it out to a broader audience throughout the country. So things just have kind of grown from there. Now we're in our fourth year, and the show just continues to get bigger and better every year. We always add, more and more cities onto our schedule, and things get pretty crazy and hectic. But, it's a great time. It's, we try to do it at a time of year when most people aren't really thinking about getting out on the water because it's too cold, except for, those that are lucky enough to be down in the southeast in Florida. But, they still deal with rain and things like that. So, it's a fun night, and we've grown it now to the point where we've got, typically our show will have, feature seven or eight, different filmmakers, maybe a few more than that. And the programs run, the films will run anywhere from, 5 minutes or less on some of them, all the way up to 20 minutes. And it just is a great night for people to come out and see what some independent filmmakers are doing to try and help kind of breathe some life into the industry and show kind of a crazy wild side of what fly fishing is, on the big screen and on film. So it's a great event. I love doing it.
And from my perspective, since, I've been in the industry long enough to watch this happen, and I kick myself every day knowing that, 2003, 2004, 2005, when this was just all getting on, I actually left the industry to go sell real estate, and somehow ended up still in the industry. So I don't know what I was thinking, but, when I brought Brian in the first tour first kind of showing to Denver, because it was a fundraiser, we had 110 people. I think we raised $4,000 over for Denver Trout Unlimited. Maybe I'm wrong on those numbers. I can't remember, and somebody will probably call me out on that. But I, for some reason, feel like we raised a bunch of money, had a great night, and it was the start of a great event. And I think, had just kind of spawned some more stuff of that, like that, which was all because of you guys.
Yeah, it was kind of the viva la revolución is, kind of how we look at it as being sparked that way. But, we've had a lot of success on the road. We've definitely, it's been a learning experience. None of us were even, with AEG were, none of us have been to film school or thrown an event, of this size kind of as to what it's grown to at this point. And, we've learned a lot, and it's grown, and it's really become one of those things that I think people are looking forward to every year as we go across the country. And
so we're talking about the Fly Fishing Film Tour. And basically what I want to get, the gist of the Fly Fishing Film Tour is it's a Warren Miller type atmosphere. Us Colorado people know how Warren Miller was, knew when he was coming to town. We put it on our calendars. We went, we got a big brochure, magazine. We got a chance to win some prizes. And that's what you guys have going on with the Fly Fishing Film Tour, right?
Yeah, that's exactly kind of what we got going on, with a little bit of different spin or flair on it. But, we do end up, we give away a lot of gear, every night at each one of these shows during an intermission. We've got, Sage rods, Costa glasses, a bunch of Patagonia gear, fly lines, all kinds of things. We've got our program this year. That's, that 32-page program that, like I say, I don't think people are going to be leaving those on the floor when they leave. It's definitely going to be a souvenir. It's kind of the mini Drake magazine, I think, is kind of what we call it here at the film tour, since Tom's doing that for us. And, people are going to get stoked. They're going to have a lot of fun and be glad that they came out for the show, for sure.
And this isn't a sit back and be quiet and don't say a word. This is a hoot and holler, drink some beer in the theater, and have a lot of fun type of atmosphere.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, we definitely encourage a little bit of the rowdiness inside of the theater. So we're not going to tell you to sit back and turn your cell phone off and don't talk to your neighbor for sure. Although, you know, we do appreciate if you don't you turn your cell phone on. But you know, no, I mean it's you know it's usually just a fun night. People really get into the films that we're showing on there, and it's. You know, people are just going to see some incredible footage that, you know, I think is really going to blow their minds. You know, we've got footage like that in there every year, but you know, this year in particular, with the program that we've got going out on the road, I think people are just going to be literally blown right out of their seats when they see what they're going to be watching on the big screen.
All right, so tell us your two or three favorite scenes from this year's show.
Well, you know, it's hard to pick because there's so many good ones, I'll tell you. You know, we've got more exclusive footage this year than we've ever had before. You know, what's going to be on the screen is, you know, this isn't the trailer show. I can tell you that right now. I mean, we've got films that, you know, are up to 20 minutes long. A lot of these filmmakers have made exclusive cuts just for this year's film tour. So, you know, people aren't going to be able to go to YouTube or Vimeo or out to any web server and say, oh, well, I can just go watch that on my laptop. That's not going to be the case for sure. I can tell you that. So, you know, we've got Metalhead from AEG. That was the last film that we did up in Canada that we filmed a little over a year ago that we finally have been able to get finished. And we've got a 20-minute piece out from there. So people are going to see probably some of the most incredible steelhead fishing that they've seen on a big screen for sure. And then we've got, you know, homeboy there from Colorado, R.A. Biotti. He made an exclusive piece that he cut from his new upcoming film called Off the Grid that he made just for the film tour this year that goes around the world that, you know, is shot in that true, you know, beautiful, you know, R.A. style that you know, that guy is able to get probably some of the most cities I've ever seen caught on film with this huge brown trout coming up and or rainbows or whatever it is that he's filming and put that into slow motion and people are just, you know, it sucks the air right out of the room every time, you know, one of those scenes pops up on the screen. And then, you know, our friends, our homeboys down in Florida, Will Benson and Dave Tepper, you know, they've got their new piece coming out called High in the Lowlands that's got probably some of the most incredible footage ever caught of saltwater fishing on there. And I would say that they've got one scene in there that so far is probably my favorite that, you know, people are just, they're not going to believe what they see when they see it on the screen. But basically you've got a 100-plus pound tarpon that just slams a fish as hard as it can trying to eat this fish, and it got just a little bit low, and it hits this fish on the top of its head, and it sends that fish sailing probably a good 10 feet right out of the air into the water. It's something to see. You got to see it to believe it. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun for sure. And, you know, we just want people to know that, you know, this is going to be an evening that they're going to have fun and they're going to see footage on there that they're not going to be able to see anywhere else unless they come to the show this year.
Well, Thad, it sounds like a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thursday night in Fort Collins, Lincoln Theater starting at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday at the Denver Oriental Theater, 5 and 8 are the show times. And as always, where can we find the information? And if somebody's looking at this podcast after the fact, where can they pick this stuff up?
Yeah, you can go to www.flyfishingfilmtour.com. We've got trailers and teasers for the films that are being shown that are up on the website. You can go to the schedule page and buy your ticket. We definitely encourage people to buy their ticket in advance so that they're not holding up a cardboard sign out their door when they roll up to the theater and see that it's sold out. And so they can purchase their ticket there, print their ticket off at home, bring it to the theater. And then we're also working with, we've got St. Peter's Fly Shop or St. Pete's there in Fort Collins. They're selling discount tickets there for $12. And the same with Trout's in Denver. They've got discount tickets there for $12. And if you buy them online, they are $14. And if you want to be one of those people that waits till the last minute and see if you can get in, you can get them for $15 at the door.
And for those of you who are finding us outside of Colorado, look on the schedule because the film tour may be coming to a location near you. Or if the film tour is not coming near you, you guys have opportunities for people to have private showings and build fundraisers around them or parties around them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a program we started last year. It's very successful. If we're not coming to your town, you can find any information on how to host your show. Basically, you pay a licensing fee, and then anything that you charge for the ticket at the door, you get to keep in your pocket to donate to your conservation group. And that just turns out to be a great fundraiser for somebody that is thinking that they'd like to have us come or show that the film tour in their town, and it's just not somewhere where we've got necessarily the time to be able to come do it. So all that information is right there on the webpage.
All right, Dad, we're going to let you go because I know you got to get to California. I appreciate all your time, and have an amazing, successful tour, and hopefully we'll see you guys out here on Saturday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Sorry about that, man.
Yep, no worries.
Get out of here, go do your stuff.
All right, I'm going to start packing.
All right, I'll see you later.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Yep, bye. If you get a chance to go see this thing, it is really fun. And, you know, I get a chance to see a lot of these movies, and I've seen most of them, not necessarily this round, but I've seen these type of movies. I love them. I think they're great, but I also love the atmosphere. I love seeing the people I haven't seen in a while, hanging out with old friends, getting to know new people. There are always new people at these events, so it's really a social event to go to and check it out, have a few drinks, watch some great fly fishing films. A lot of fun, even if you're not a fly fisherman. I know a lot of people out there in Fish Explorer Land aren't fly fishermen, and this is just a way to kind of go see and the adventure and what crazy people do with fly rods, which you never knew people could do. It's pretty amazing. So go check out the Fly Fishing Film Tour Lincoln Theater tonight if you're just listening to this. If you've already passed it, it's Thursday, January 28th. It'll come through again, and you'll have to keep your ears open for it. But it'll also be showing in Denver on December 30th at 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock, two different shows. So get your tickets at St. Pete's or Trout's Fly Shop. But you'll see it. Go to the Drake website. Go to the Fly Fishing Film Tour website. You can keep an eye on what's going on there. And then as these movies comes out, I know the Loveland, I want to say, you know, I might be wrong on this, Loveland or Longmont Trout Unlimited chapter or somebody up there did a special screening of this later on in the year. I know it was a huge fundraiser. Brian from Elkhorn Fly Rods tried to get me involved, but I think I just had my baby or something like that and wasn't going to be able to make it. So go check it out. It'll be through. And these guys are making cool videos and filming. It's just awesome. You know, fishing right now is really, really good for the tailwaters and for the deckers and big Thompson area where you can get to the water. It's really fantastic. The weather's been good up in the mountains. Hasn't been too snowy. Hasn't been too cold. So the rivers are flowing. You know, the ice is still great, so you got to go fish it. But I know deckers have been fishing pretty well. I've heard the big Thompson is fishing good, but I've also heard it's very crowded. And a comment I got was that certain people get into certain holes and seem to camp out and don't move. And, you know, I've watched it on the frying pan. I've watched it in other places, and I know why people don't move. They want to catch fish. But then again, if there's other guys looking at you, you know, after an hour, you catch six or seven fish, take a walk, go do something, go look for something else. Challenge yourself. I like to fish away from those people and away from those pools and really try and find those fish that aren't in those pools. I don't like those main pools unless, you know, it's just an epic day where all my friends are up there. Then I'll fish those pools with them. But otherwise, I like to go somewhere else and really figure out and fish it. So, you know, try different techniques in those little holes. There are fish everywhere. You have to find that right depth. You have to find the right time of day, but you know it's good. And hopefully, as we get some more snow into February and March, water levels come up, snow levels come up, and we can get ready for an amazing summer. If you have any questions or comments about the Fly Fishing Podcast, please email me at tim@fishexplorer.com. If you have any subjects that you want to talk about or anything that you think might be interesting also, of course, email us. And if you know of anybody who may want to be an advertiser on Fish Explorer or involved with the website, please let us know. Of course, we're always open to having new people get involved. So in the meantime, make sure you get out there and go fishing.